I hope that tonight will be a blessing. Open your Bible in the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2. If you are there, just say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for once again you brought us here. Lord, we thank you that you've been so kind to us, Lord. We thank you that your grace is amazing to us, Lord God. We thank you so much for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your abundant blessings that we don't deserve it, Lord, but because of your grace, you give it to us. Once again, Lord, we thank you so much for the leadership of Pastor Daryl and this wonderful church. We thank you so much for their faithfulness. Oh, God, we thank you for their lives. God, I pray that may you continue to bless them. Oh, God, I pray, Father, that may you pour out your blessings in this church. Oh, God, we see revival that's going on right now in this church. Oh, God, I pray that people will see Jesus Christ to this church, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray, Father, that tonight don't pass us by, Lord God. And I pray, Father, that makes me a blessing to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, as I told you before I preached the last time that I came here, as Elizabeth Taylor telling to his 8th husband, I won't keep you long. So tonight, I won't keep you long. I make sure that 7 o'clock sharp, we will go home. Amen. Well, Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Well, I entitled my message, The True Mark of Bible-Believing Christians. The True Mark of Bible-Believing Christians. Might say, you might ask me, Brother Bobby, what if I will ask you a question, what is a true Bible-believing Christians in your own opinion? You might say, oh, Brother Bobby, for me, Bible-believing Christians is a person that is saved. And that is great. Amen?
Amen.
Or you might say, oh, Brother Bobby, true Bible-believing Christians is a person that he obeyed the water of baptism. And that is great too. Amen? And you might say, Brother Bobby, a Bible-believing Christians, a true Bible-believing Christians is a person that he attended the church 3 times a week, like Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night. Okay, that is great also. And you might say, Brother Bobby, a true Bible-believing Christians is he goes to house to house and share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is great too. Amen. But let's see here in chapter 12, verse 1. Apostle Paul wrote this, and let's see what is a Bible-believing Christians in the Bible. In verse 1 of chapter 12, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Actually, this before you go to this chapter 12, if you're going to read chapter 1 to chapter 8, you will encounter a lot of doctrines in the Bible. Justification, grace, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a lot more concerning the doctrines in the Bible, the main doctrines in the Bible. But after you got saved, after you received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, you will go to this chapter in chapter 12 that you will be ready for service to God. You will be ready to the service to God. You will ready to glorify God in your life. And so number one that I would like you to know is the true mark of Bible-believing Christians is a person Christians that he gave his body, that he present his body as a living sacrifice to God. And I believe that that is a mark of Bible-believing Christians. How I wonder that this morning we wake up early in the morning and said, Lord, today I would like you to use my body. Or you will say to God, Lord, I present my body as a living sacrifice to you. You see, we need to present our body as a living sacrifice to God, not dead, my friend, because we are already saved, because we are already changed by God. We are already born again. And so, as Christians, we need to give our body to God. We need to present our body to God as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Holy, my friend. We need to present our body holy and acceptable unto God. So that is number one. We need to present. We need to give our body to Christ. Because you know what? Jesus Christ gave His body for us. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Jesus Christ, He suffered for us. He gave everything for us, my friend. He gave everything for us. He gave His body for us. And number two, a true mark of Bible-believing Christian is in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. After you gave your body to God, and number two, you need to present, or you need to give your mind to God. Because, you know what, this mind, sometimes we don't think of God, sometimes. Sometimes our mind is gone. We don't think on the ministry sometimes. We don't think concerning the things of God sometimes. And so we need to renew our minds in every day in our lives. By what? By hearing the Word of God, my friend. By hearing the Word of God through your pastor. By hearing of God through other, if you have a visitor, pastors, he preached the Word of God. By listening the Word of God, my friend. That's will renew our mind, my friend. That will refresh our mind, my friend. So number two is, we need to renew our mind in every day in our lives, my friend. Secondly is to we renew our mind by reading good books, good authors, my friend. And of course, reading the Word of God in every day in our lives. It will keeps us on fire in serving God, my friend. It will renew our mind in every day in our lives if we keep reading the Word of God, my friend. It will refresh our mind, my friend. So that is number two, my friend. We need to renew our mind. Change your mind. Change your mind the way you think. And number three, a true mark of Bible-believing Christians is you need to use your gift to the church that God has given you. Every one of us has a gift. Amen? I cannot play the instrument, but at least I have a gift that God has given me. Through the grace of God, you know, we are not zero concerning the gift of God. Every one of us has the gift according to the grace of God that God had given us, my friend. So don't think that, Brother Bobby, I cannot play the instrument. Brother Bobby, I cannot sing. Brother Bobby, I cannot preach. Brother Bobby, I cannot teach in Sunday school. I don't have that kind of talent. Well, if you're just going to observe the gift of God that God had given you and exercise it, my friend, in the church, my friend, God will use you. And God will edify the church. The church will be gloom. The church will be revived, my friend. Because why? Because you are using the gift of God that God has given to you. You see, in chapter 12, verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. You see, the gift that we have, we did not inherit to our fathers. The gift that I have, I did not inherit to my fathers, to my father. The gift that we have, it is given by God, through the grace of God. So we have this gift. We have this gift. In verse 8, or he that exhorteth in exhortation. It might be you have the gift of exhorting your friends or the members of the church. You encourage them to go on, to continue in serving God. That is a gift, my friend. Might be you have the gift of mercy. That you have one of the members of the church is really sick and he is in the hospital. You have the gift of mercy and you will go to the hospital and pray for that lady or pray for that man or young man and ask God to bless him or bless her or ask God to heal him or heal her. So you see, we have the gift of God that God has given us, my friend. So use the gift of God. Don't hide it in yourself, my friend. Because someday we will stand before God. And God will ask us, what did you do for the gift that I gave to you? God will ask us someday in heaven above. But it's good when we use it. Amen? Amen. It's really good when every one of us is using the gift of God. If you can sing, sing for the glory of God. So that is number three. That is number three. In chapter 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. You see, a true mark of Bible-believing Christians is he obeys the authority. He obeys the authority. God set a pastor to your church, and you must need to obey your pastor. And we have leaders in community, and we need to obey the authority of president or whatever. Because it is written here that we need to obey the higher power. And that is a true mark of Bible-believing Christians, my friend, that you obey the authority, my friend. You obey the authority. We obey the authority that God had given us. And and lastly, in chapter 16, verse 27, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. A true mark of Bible-believing Christians is a person that he gave God the glory. In everything that we have in life, my friend, we need to give God's glory. Everything that we have in this life, it should be for the glory of God. We need to give God's glory, my friend. Because here in 27, last verse, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen and amen. You know, the Apostle Paul, before he got saved, before he converted, he studied the Greeks and he studied the language of Hebrews. He mastered those languages, the Greeks and the Hebrews. And he is so smart. The Apostle Paul, before he got saved, my friend, he is very smart. And it caused that to persecute the church. Every time that there is a gathering concerning Jesus Christ, he want them to put in jail or kill them. He killed Stephen. But after he got saved, my friend, God humbled him. Why? Because God changed his life. He's not arrogant anymore. He's not bragging himself anymore. Why? Because God changed his life, my friend. And I believe that we give God the glory in everything that we have. It is because God changed our lives, my friend. And not only that, because God saved us. And we know that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He is our Savior, my friend. And who we are, that we will boast ourselves before Him. But we are just dust and ashes in the sight of God. But thank God because of the grace of God that He is using us today. And thank you so much. And God bless you all. And we keep you in our prayers. And hope someday we will, if we will not see here, we will see there in heaven above. And we will do our best to serve God in the Philippines. We send our report, I think last Thursday or Friday you will receive it, or might be Tuesday, Pastor. And we will send our report on September, the time that we arrive in the Philippines. We make sure that you will hear from us in September. Thank you so much, and we love you all. And to God be the glory, preacher. Amen.